Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. Start of the final hour of the program. You know what that means. Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Fridays. We get the dance party cranked up. Chuckery always gets the first request. A little Technotronic to get us going here on your Friday. Damn, I'm good at hitting that post, man. Woo! It's brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Get ready for the weekend with Chattanooga Whiskey. Available at your favorite Atlanta retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. That was pretty darn good right there, I gotta admit. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Asking you to download the radio.com app because we know you're not in the vehicle as often, so you won't listen to the station, the show. How do I do it? Radio.com app. Best way, it's put that on your device. Take that smartphone, those Alexa speakers. You got your tablet, your boombox maybe, your 8-track player. You got a Walkman, a Intellivision, Atari 2600. I don't know what your device is. Just download it onto something to be able to catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on those platforms. As always, the best way to be a part of the show, it's through our personal Twitter handles. Hit me up at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That's your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He's in Midtown producing the show. He'll spin the hits the rest of the way. He'll also ask the questions for Rankum coming up at 10:40. Jarvis in the building at Jarvis D90. By the way, watching Georgia Tech, they just got a huge play, down 27-26, kind of early in the fourth quarter, about a third of the way through, fourth of the way through the fourth quarter. 27-26, first and goal, though, now second and goal for Georgia Tech. So they're driving here to go get themselves a touchdown and get this lead back with it. So let's see if they can hang on and get it done. All right, let's get to our NFL Squib Kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the Squib Kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So we talked about the fact, and what's bugging Chuckery, about the fact that the players are going to have to wear, and some of these teams are going to have to wear masks on the sidelines. So remember the issue has been, remember the NFL officials went after John Harbaugh and they were not happy about the fact that he was no mask and he's yelling at them and spitting and snotting and snarling and snooking and snatching and snipping and sniping and doing all these kinds of things. I don't think he was bleeding, maybe sweating, you know, on all of it. So NFL officials have been authorized to penalize teams for unsportsmanlike conduct if a coach or someone else from the sideline approaches him while not wearing appropriate face coverings. This sent to all the teams on Friday. This is written by Perry Fuel, coming in response from obviously what we talked about with the Harbaugh situation. In the memo, quote, "We've seen multiple occasions where head coaches have removed their masks to communicate with game officials during games. Doing so creates unnecessary increased risk for the game official, head coach, and others, and is inconsistent with the requirement that face coverings be worn at all times. Consistent with all other individuals on the sidelines, game officials are entitled to your respect as they perform their job duties during the pandemic." So now we've moved from the fines and such like that to Now we're going to penalize teams. I mean, like I said, trying to figure out the whole mask protocol thing, I have no idea. Does anybody understand or know at this point? I mean, it should just be an all-in requirement and be done and over with it. But we've made it so convoluted and all this kind of stuff that now we're having to try to react to it. And, you know, this is what you get for it. This is what you get out of all of it. So how about that? How about that pass play for Georgia Tech, man, to get in the end zone? Wow. That was a huge play right there. Holy cow. Remember that play for that 19-yard touchdown reception right there. That was a huge play right there. So, again, the NFL trying to crack down on these coaches. I understand. I mean, maybe they should have been harder out of the gate. Maybe they didn't, you know, maybe they didn't stress enough to it. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what to tell you, how to break it all down. But now they're coming after these coaches, and they're going to make them one way or the other. So now the Patriots are going to start practicing tomorrow on Saturday. And it'll be the first time that they've had to practice this week. So 10:30 tomorrow, they're going to hold a practice, and then they'll do a walkthrough on Sunday. So as of right now, they are scheduled to play the Broncos at 5 o'clock on Monday. Okay? By the way, Tech and Louisville are going for two on every play, and I have no idea why. Just kick the extra points. They've wasted so much time trying to go for two in these games. So as of right now, 5 o'clock Monday. Now, Belichick is expected, they say, to speak to reporters before the practice tomorrow. And he's probably going to be asked about Cam Newton, who should be available in this game. Now, Stephen Gilmore, of course, and one of their practice squad guys, they're out. But as of now, Newton has been negative tested and all that. So he should be able to come in and play with the game being on Monday. So if you're a Patriots fan, that's good news. But it'll be the first practice this week. And as of right now, how about NFL football at 5 o'clock on Monday? That's something different, huh? But that's the world we live in, right? You're going to get two Monday night games, and we'll talk about one of the broadcast teams in just a second. But two Monday night games and a Tuesday night game. How about you got football on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday this week? For the NFL. How crazy is all that? But that's the world we live in. That's how they're having to be flexible and having to do some things, you know, out of the ordinary for all of it to try to get all of this in. And it's going to be the world that they live in, is that teams are going to have to be flexible and be able to figure some of this stuff out. Now, along with that, remember when we started the year and we had a couple of Monday night games? And ESPN put Herb Street and Fowler, along with Maria Taylor, on one of the games. Well, we're going to get Herb Street and Fowler again. Yay, whoopee, woo. So the 5 o'clock game of Broncos and Patriots is going to have Fowler and Herb Street as part of the call. This is according to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reporting on this. Maria Taylor is not going to be part of that broadcast. Laura Rutledge will be on the sidelines. I like her, too. She's easy on the eyes, too. She does all the SEC stuff for them. She does a lot of that SEC network stuff and hosting. I think she, you know, they're the SEC's version of Game Day. She does all that that stuff. Now, the regular Monday night game, which I was right, it's Chargers and Saints coming up on Monday. That's going to have Steve Levy, Louis Riddick, and Brian Griese. Can I say, by the way, too, those guys are getting all kinds of love. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I wasn't all that impressed. First of all, it started early on that they had the love fest for A.A. Ron, that they were all in love with A.A. Ron. That whole game was going to be all about A.A. Ron and what he's doing and how well he's playing and all this. I mean, just, you know, the big love. They gave him the Trevor Bauer treatment on ESPN, right? And they love Aaron anyway. You know, he's always great with the media, and he does his radio shows, and he's always got a clip, and he's always accessible, and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, ESPN has always loved Aaron. But I got to tell you, I don't find that there's anything special about that broadcast. I mean, I don't understand why people are just so excited. I guess people really must have not liked Tessitore and Booger McFarland. They just did not like them, because people act like that this is, you know, Summer All Madden, you know, with Al Michaels or somebody all, you know, with Cosell or something all over again. I don't see it. Is the broadcast better? I don't know. I mean, doesn't sound any better to me. I know those guys worked together and did some college football and stuff like that in years past. Levy and Greasy mostly. You know, Lewis Riddick is new with these guys, you know, in their team. But I don't know. There's something I'm missing, I guess. I guess, my hot take opinion, I'm not impressed with the Monday Night Football announce crew. So there you go. There's another hot take. We're trying to find more things that can be hot takey on. There you go. I don't get it, and I don't see it. The Monday Night Football crew, but Herb Street and Fowler and Lower Rutledge will get the 5 o'clock game, which is kind of interesting because, you know, CBS did the other Monday night game the other night, the Chiefs or what have you. So I'm surprised, you know, with Broncos Patriots that CBS isn't going to do this game, but ESPN is going to get the crack at all of this, and it gives them their golden boy to put on there. So, all right. So the play last night where Tom Brady on fourth down basically just threw an underneath play and acted like he was setting up for a field goal, and everybody's like, wait a second, I think he forgot what down it was. Well, Bruce Arians says otherwise. After the game, Arians insisted that Brady knew it was fourth down and also reiterated his position today. He says, I don't know how to answer it for him. We all knew it was fourth down. I think he saw what he saw. So nobody can quite figure out what that is. Now, Brady was asked about this after the game. And because they, what was the score? Then was it 20-19? I think it was, or something like that. Yeah, 20-19 was the final score. I guess after the game, Brady was asked about this and evaded the question on whether or not he knew it was fourth down. And it says, with the help of a reporter who stunningly premised his question of whether Brady didn't know it was fourth down by saying, "I can't imagine that was the case." Now, Brady also, once the play was finished, if you remember, he put four fingers up with his left hand. So after the play was done, he went up to the officials and put his fingers up like, hey, isn't this fourth down coming up? It's been an interesting year for Tom Brady, that's for sure. I mean, we'll see what happens, but give the Bears credit, man. They're red hot. They're 4-1 right now, and how they're doing it, you know, a fourth down miscue, a blown lead. Guess what? Here's the thing that's great about the NFL is – I can go to ESPN.com, I can click on the NFL tab, I can click on the standings tab within the NFL tab, and it'll pull up all the divisions, and I can look and see who's in first, second, third, fourth place. And the Bears are 4-1 and first place, and nowhere in that stat line and nowhere in that standings line does it say, well, but the Falcons blew a lead. Well, Tom Brady didn't know it was fourth down. Nowhere does it say that. All it says is 4-1 with a 800 winning, you know, 80% win, you know, .800 win percentage. It's all that matters. That's what's great about the NFL. You win by 100, you win by 1. You come back and win, you blow a team out. Doesn't matter. A win is a win in the NFL, so give them credit. How about, too, by the way, the play with Khalil Mack where he basically just hip-tossed Jason Wirfs? I mean, literally, just after the play, just literally hip-tossed them over. And I did think it was funny because tonight on SmackDown, they had their draft. So, you know, usually right after WrestleMania, nowadays, they redraft, you know, the squads, SmackDown and Raw. And Triple H said he quote tweeted a tweet about Khalil Mack's play, and he said, you know, we are having a draft tonight, so I thought that was funny. So Triple H getting involved in this, Khalil Mack just basically hip toss slammed Jason Wirfs in that game last night, the rookie offensive lineman for the Buccaneers. All right, speaking of Falcons, we'll take a look at Falcons and Panthers coming up next. Maybe talk about Braves baseball with you as well. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Brad Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Dance Party Friday. You know how we do it. It's brought to you by award-winning Chattanooga Whiskey Cask 111. The only Tennessee high malt bourbon handcrafted in small batches and bottled unfiltered from the cask. This is what we call a big deal. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Radio.com app site. Listen to us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game. I'm at JamesH316. He's at JarvisD90. Watching Georgia Tech football here. 32-27, Tech, you know, hanging in there, trying to get it done here. They got the ball back. They just stopped them on fourth down, and I'm a little bit surprised Louisville punted the football there. But listen, take it and now drive it down. One thing that drives me crazy about these games are these college teams, man. They're always going for two, like they're always trying to just, you know, get up by seven or whatever. Just quit leaving points on the field, man. Just take your extra point and just go for all of it. So Tech's got to come up with some yards here. You don't want to just go three and out and hand the ball right back to him. So we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on there. So we now have official word. Braves will play at 8:08 on Fox on Monday night. So the ALCS will be 6:37 on Sunday night. So prime time on Sunday night. Then Monday it will be a 3:07 start for the ALCS, which would be in Game 2. Game 1 of the NLCS, 8:08 on Fox, Braves and Dodgers. And we talked a little bit about this game earlier in the evening. Look, Braves are going to have to find a way to manufacture some runs in this series. You know, you can't get away with just kind of sitting back and trying to wait for the long ball. That was a big first down. Sitting around and waiting for the long ball is, you can get away with that against the Marlins and the Reds and things like that, but it's tough to do against a team as good as the Dodgers to it. So Game 1 and Game 2 for both sides will be interesting because you're going to have lots of swings and misses going on out there as Max Fried and Ian Anderson will hook up with Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler. I'm wondering if they're going to pitch Buehler first again in the series like they did, you know, in the DS and Kershaw Game 2, or how they're going to do all of that. We'll see what that is. I mean, obviously the Braves will go Fried, Anderson, right? And then who goes in Game 4? And remember, as we said, this is seven straight days of games. So there's no, like, traveling to the road team and have a travel day off or this, that, and the other. It's till you get to the World Series, it's you play every day for it. And that's what the Yankees right now. I think it's 2-1. Is it 2-1 Tampa? I don't have my remote here by me to flip over to, but I thought it was 2-1 I saw on Tampa. So Monday will be 3:00 for the LCS, and the Braves will get the primetime spot for it all. Look, this is certainly the best two teams in the National League, no question about it. It's not even close, to be honest with you, when you look at it. How about that play for Georgia Tech? And he's in the end zone. Touchdown Tech. That's a big touchdown. How about that? Now, just kick the extra point. Don't go for two. Just kick the extra point and just go from there. Stop chasing points. So One thing about Jeff Sims, man, you can tell he's going to be a player. You know, Tech hasn't had a quarterback that could really win them football games in a long time. And so people said, well, what about Justin Thomas? Those guys were nice quarterbacks for the system that they played in. Those guys were not that capable of going out and winning football games. We were talking about this with Miami. The big difference for Miami this year is the fact that they have a quarterback that can go and win them games. Jeff Sims looks like that kind of player out there. A lot of development, long way to go, you know. But, you know, again tonight, they've cut down on the turnovers and have been able to get a couple of big turnovers away from Louisville. And that's the thing, you know. If this team just won't turn it over a whole bunch, they can at least stay competitive with some of these teams. Because all these teams are about mid-range right now. So Tech now up 39-27. You know, just kicked the extra point and go, and that's what they did. So 12-point lead with 2:52 to go, so maybe a shot to get a victory here tonight. But when you look at this Braves-Dodgers matchup coming up on Monday, Braves are going to have to find a way to manufacture some runs. And this is where, really, I think that the Braves have to use some of their speed and base running ability. They have to be able to do some of those things that they really haven't done a whole lot of in these first couple of games. But, you know, you saw a textbook about how to play postseason baseball on the first run in that clinching game for the Braves. Acuna walk, get on first, steal second, Freddie singles to move him to third, first and third, and then Ozuna opposite field single. That's playoff baseball, man. That's how you do it. And by all accounts, the experts are saying that this stadium is not going to be like a home, is not a home run haven. You know, it's a little bit more pitcher friendly to it. So even more important about manufacturing runs, even more important about driving in runs with less than two outs. And you're going to have to get some contributions from some guys that, you know, aren't just your top one, two, three, you know, in the order. You're going to have to get some contributions out of, you know, everybody. And when the moment calls, you're going to have to get guys to cash in. Because what you don't want to do is you have to be able to cash in against the Dodgers. When the Dodgers give you an opportunity to cash in against them, you got to do it. You know, there's a reason why they're the best team in the National League. You know, they've dominated the NL, and adding Mookie Betts has done nothing to, you know, slow that down. The Dodgers definitely are a deeper team. They have a much better, deeper, you know, group of position players and things like that. And they can play guys everywhere. I mean, Betts could play center field and right field, and they could play second base, you know. Bellinger, you know, he's a terrific defensive center fielder, robbed a home run the other night. He could be a gold glove caliber first baseman, too. He goes over there and plays some, you know, there as well. So that's one thing the Dodgers have an advantage on. Braves' big advantage is the back end of their bullpen by far. Maybe the number one advantage from an important standpoint. Back of their bullpen with Martin and Melanson and Green and Will Smith and those guys. I mean, that's going to be a big key, that Braves get a lead and they can shorten that game down and do what they have to do, you know, to hold on to it. Those guys are going to be the big key to it. You know, and Matzik and some of those guys have pitched really well through the middle, but, you know, ideally, and there'll be a game or two where, you know, the Braves won't have a choice but to go to their bullpen early or what have you, you know, but, you know, get a good start out of your starting pitcher and then let your deep bullpen, the back end of that bullpen, get, say, the last nine outs, you know, get 7, 8, 9, you know, from your back end relievers, you know, out there once you get the lead out of all of it. So, should be a fun series. I said earlier, I'll take the Braves in seven. I think it's going to be a real battle. You know, we talked last night about the fact that seven consecutive days, I wonder if they'll have Travis d'Arnaud catch for seven consecutive days. I sure hope so. I would really hate to take his bat out of the lineup just for Tyler Flowers to come in and get some at-bats to give him a day off or something like that. I don't know. And I understand it's not always easy, but boy, you'd hate to sit Travis d'Arnaud after he hit 600 in the NLDS, right? And they don't give out any MVP awards for all that, but certainly he would have been the NLDS MVP with, what, hitting 600 and had, I think it was 7 RBI in that series. See if his hot bat can keep, you know, going out there. Falcons and Panthers, of course, coming up on Sunday. Panthers are one of the worst, they're the second worst third down defense in the NFL. This is something the Falcons have to take advantage of. Look, this is not a great football team. This is a team that the Falcons are going to be favored, you know, to beat. They should go out there and beat this team. On your home field, first division game. And I understand what the Falcons are at this point. I get that. I understand. But still, you are the better team. You're the more talented team. Go out there and show it. Go out there and handle your business the right way. Go out there and show it. Get some early points. Make them have to try to come back on you. It's not a team that's designed to try to come back and make lots of big plays offensively. You know, they still have a very good and tough, you know, defense, especially up front, but you know, they're not a highlight offense. I mean, so get up on them early. And, you know, listen, in the past, Christian McCaffrey has thrived in these games because he gets a lot of receptions and yards and touches and carries and things like that. So don't let him go out there, you know, and beat you. But I said at the very beginning of the show, boy, if the Falcons did find a way to lose and you're 0-5, you know, after you see the Buccaneers lose and you say, okay, you know, a couple losses for them, maybe there's a spot for us, we're getting into an easier part of the schedule, maybe things could be a little bit better. Go out and lose in your home field to another NFC opponent, another division opponent, and another home loss, then you might start to convince me that the Dan Quinn getting let go sooner rather than later would happen. Because at that point, you're 0-5, 0-1 in the division, you know, multiples of losses against, you know, NFC teams. I mean, you lose all of the potential types of tiebreaker things that you would have to get to be a playoff team. You're going to lose all of that. So, you know, I think the Falcons win this thing. I think they get their first win of the year, and we'll see what happens from there. I mean, this is the ultimate, just play one week at a time and figure out one game at a time. I'd like to see the Falcons come out and get the run game established early in this game. You know, there shouldn't be a game where Matt has to huck it around 51 times just to try to pull off a victory. Get the run game established. Get Todd Gurley going. Like I said, you know, if you can create some third and shorts and you're going up against the worst, you know, second worst third down defense in the NFL, you know, run the football and shorten up the field and try to make some hay with all of it. So, should be interesting. I mean, it's, you know, should be interesting. Here comes Georgia Tech. Looks like they're going to blow this thing out, and they're gonna win this thing. Another touchdown for Georgia Tech. That makes it 45-27 with 28 seconds left. So Tech is going to win on their home field against a ACC opponent, and this is a good win for Tech. This is one of those really good games for Georgia Tech to come up with a victory on. So congratulations to Coach Collins and Tech. Boy, see, it just kind of makes you kick yourself like, gosh, you know, they could have beat Syracuse and done this and done that. You know, Central Florida, they were going to get rolled against Central Florida, giving them 5 turnovers. But here tonight, clean things up, and Tech just rolling right along, man. Offensively, lots of big plays for them tonight. All right, when we get back, it's going to be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up on the text line and on our Twitter pages with your list. It's all next. Chuck for Show, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, on the Radio.com app. You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You lit the fuse. I stand accused. You were the first for me. But you turned me off. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. Sports Radio, nice on the game. Back at it on the John Chuckery Show. Headed to the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Until then, we do it to the Dance Party Friday. You know how it works. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Drink better during happy hour with award-winning Chattanooga Whiskey 91. Available at your favorite Atlanta retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. If you've got a list for us. See, we used to, in the old days, do something called Pick Randy's Brain, Pick Hugh's Brain, where I would ask the guys a series of questions to learn a little bit more about them. And one of the things I would do is I would give them a list to put in order of 4 things. We decided to steal it, and we call this Rank 'Em.
All right, Chuck, it is a Friday, man. It's the last day of the week, man.
By the way, Georgia Tech did win that game tonight, so big win at home versus Louisville tonight for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, shout out to the hometown team, man. Team I always favored more so than Georgia growing up. Mm-hmm. And somebody once told me that they'll never be able to recruit those type of players that they have playing on that field out there tonight that beat Louisville.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, so let's get into a rank 'em here. Oh yeah, make sure you get your Google A ready. Not right now, but make sure you get your Google A ready.
Always got it.
Got a couple of them for you. Here we go. Let's start on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. This is from Big Scott. Rank these guys: Joey Bosa, Charles Haley, LT. No need to say it's a full name, and Hugh Douglas. Rank 'em.
LT goes number one, no question about
it. Hands down.
Charles Haley number two, Big Hugh three, and Joey Bosa four. And I think you know, listen, Haley's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Did Haley get in the Hall of Fame? Finally got in, yes.
Yeah, so
finally.
I mean, look, with all due respect, there's nobody like LT. There's literally no defensive player I'd put ahead of LT on any list. I mean, if you told me LT was the greatest safety of all time, I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
At some point, he played safety and he was great then.
I'm sure in high school. I mean, so he'd be number one on all those lists. But I think that's fair. I mean, Hugh would be third on that list. So I think he'd even agree with that.
No doubt. All right. So let's go here to the Twitter. And from the real Matt Ryan, not Matt Ryan and the Falcons, the real Matt Ryan.
The real one, yeah.
The real one. Dirty Dancing, Ghost, Point Break, Roadhouse. Rank them.
Oh, Point Break number one, Roadhouse number two,
all right.
Dirty Dancing three, and Ghost four. Ghost sucks.
Yeah,
Ghost
I wasn't really. Yeah, ass. I don't understand that. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, Point Break and Roadhouse are so far ahead of those last two. I like Dirty Dancing. It's okay. I mean, the soundtrack is great.
It was fine.
I mean, soundtrack is great. Ghost, you know, you can miss me with that whole movie. Just, you know what? I'd have taken the pottery and I shoved his face in it. So.
All right.
Tells you how nice I am.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Mayo, mustard, ketchup, barbecue sauce. Rank them.
Barbecue sauce one, mustard two, mayo three, and ketchup. Now, you know what? I'm going to go ketchup three because I like that with fries.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have any mayonnaise in my fridge. I rarely ever use it. You know where mayo feels like it's really good is like at a barbecue when there's like burgers for a barbecue.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like at a barbecue. You know, that's where mayo feels like it's good. But like,
oh, man.
You know, like I don't mind mayo mixed in, like if you're making tuna salad or, you know, chicken salad or, you know, I mean, obviously it goes in for all that. But, barbecue sauce all the way. And truthfully, take the first two together. Give me mustard barbecue sauce. You know, that's my go-to.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is for you, Google. Let's start here. Alexis Wren. R-E-N. Alexis Wren.
Okay.
Miranda Kerr, like Steve Kerr. Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm.
See, you've done your research. All right.
Oh, I'm familiar with her work. Yes.
All right. Raven Lynn. L-Y-N.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Abigail Ratchford. Abigail Ratchford. Rank them.
So Raven's going number one as of right now.
Okay.
Let me see.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Abigail goes number one. Yeah.
I flew up the list.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, she's definitely the healthiest of that group. I'll go Abigail one. I'll go Raven Lynn two.
Okay.
I'll go Miranda Kerr three.
Okay.
And I will go Alexa Wren number four. And I hate to do that to her.
Man.
Boy, I tell you what, this one dude that she's in a picture with, Noah something or whatever, honestly, if I met that dude, I'd take a folding chair and hit him in the face with it.
But he's got one of those faces?
He has one of those. It would be basically Rock versus Mankind, 1999 Royal Rumble, just chair shot after chair shot to the head. That would that would be. He has one of those hit me in the face with a folding chair type of faces.
Please hit me. Please hit me.
Sorry. Just not trying to be mean, but, you know, it is what it is. So sometimes you just have one of those faces that you know, you just deserves to get whacked for it. But God bless him if he's dating her. I mean, God bless him for it. So not knocking his hustle. Doesn't mean he doesn't need a beating.
And speaking of whacking, how about this list? Ariana Chan, C-H-A-W-N, Ariana Chan, Devin DeRay.
Ariana Chan, let me make sure I'm getting the right person because it's I may not be spelling it.
A-R-Y-A-N-A.
Y-A-N-A, yeah, I've got that. And C-H-O-N, you said, right?
C-H-A-W-N.
Oh, C-H-A-W-N. Okay, that's why I had C-H-O-N.
Okay.
C-H-A-W-N.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, she's very healthy. All right. Uh-huh.
Devin DeRay.
Like Bubba Ray Dudley? Is that what you said? Like DeRay, D-R-A-Y?
D-E-R-A-Y. Or? D-E-R-A-Y.
Okay. Like Devon Dudley? All right, let's
mm-hmm.
see. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Havana Ginger.
Oh, I know her. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's like done her. Their research. All yeah. right. And lastly, Heather Hunter. Rank them.
Let's see here. Heather Hunter. I probably know her if I see her. Heather's going number four.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah. Definitely that Devin DeRay is number one. Holy cow.
Okay.
Havana Ginger is number two. I like her a lot. And then Ariana three, and then that other girl, number four.
Heather Hunter, four. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I don't like her look. Okay. I don't there's something about it. I don't like her look as much, but she goes number four.
All right. I got two quick ones before we get ready to get out of here. Okay. George Carlin. Louis C.K., Robin Williams, Rodney Dangerfield. Rank them.
Rodney Dangerfield 1, George Carlin 2, Robin Williams 3, and screw Louis C.K. He's just, yeah, I mean, he got, you know, he's a misogynist, and he got into some trouble. He was saying some nasty things about, I think it was women and some other people. And stuff
oh,
like that.
Yeah. He got into
trouble.
Yeah,
he stepped got all in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, screw him. So, but Rodney Dangerfield and George Carlin, man, those guys are tremendous. Robin Williams, I can really do without.
Okay.
Like, I like Robin Williams as an actor, but like,
okay. Not necessarily a comedian.
It's just like after 5 minutes, it's like, okay, man, slow down. It's enough. We get it. All right. It's just stop. You know what I mean? It's like somebody you just want to tell them, like, stop. Just stop and slow down, okay?
I really love George Carlin, man. Like, watching
tremendous.
Some of his specials growing up, I was like, wow.
Rodney's my guy.
I mean,
Rodney's one of my favorites of all time. I love Rodney Dangerfield.
All right, so here before we get up out of here, I would be remiss if we didn't mention him in the list.
Sure.
Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
Benedict Arnold,
mm-hmm.
Skeletor, Mitch Evans, rank them.
Give me Skeletor 1.
Okay.
Who was your second one after Lucifer?
Benedict Arnold.
Give me Benedict Arnold number 2.
Okay.
Give me Lucifer 3.
Okay.
And then Mitch Evans.
Oh, yeah. Wow, damn.
Yeah, give me Beelzebub even over Mitch Evans, you know. Give me the Antichrist. You know, give me Damien from the Omen movies, you know, the Antichrist. Give me him over Mitch Evans. Yeah. Screw Mitch. Yeah. That's good. And I hope I think he's a Yankees fan. Did they lose? I haven't flipped over.
I haven't. I'll Yankees. Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they lose. So, all right. Love TKO. Going to wrap up the week when we get back. Sports Radio 910 The Game on the radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.